I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about efforts to change the healthcare system and the tense, some say hostile, national debate that has ensued. Coming up, we'll discuss how people are talking to each other or not talking about healthcare reform, the name-calling, the yelling, the hostile questioning in public forums. Why is it like this? Is it something about the healthcare issue, or is this just the way big issues are publicly addressed these days? We're going to ask a roundtable of experts who study communication in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to start with two people who oppose President Obama's ideas for overhauling healthcare and have been vocal about it, especially with their senator, Pennsylvania Republican turned Democrat Arlen Specter. He went toe-to-toe with protesters last week at a couple of town hall meetings. Nancy Snyder was one of those who came out to give Arlen Specter a piece of her mind. And one of those who encouraged people like Nancy Snyder to do so was R.J. Harris, host of R.J. Harris in the Morning Show. It's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He hosted his own Hands Off My Healthcare rally just last week for the group Patients First. He just got off the air, so we hope he's not all talked out. Nancy Snyder and R.J. Harris are both with us. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Michelle.
And Nancy, let me start with you. Last Wednesday, you and your husband went to a town hall hosted by Senator Specter in State College. Why did you decide to go?
I decided to go because I had enough of the government interfering with our lives after working hard all of our lives, especially to get the health care, because now health care is worth more than money. And we decided that they weren't going to take our choices away. We worked hard to get it, and we're going to keep it.
One of the reasons I was excited to talk to you, Nancy, is that you are a retired nurse, so you've seen the health care system up close. So one of the things I wanted to ask you is, do you think the system works now? Is it acceptable to you? President Obama says the status quo is not working. What do you think?
I think it depends on which way you look at it. I've looked at it from both ends. I think the people that have insurance are getting good health care. My husband had cancer. I had surgery twice. We did not pay one penny because we had good health care.
Is it private? Is it private or is it through Medicare?
We got it through United Mine Workers from when he worked at the mines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you think basically it ain't broke, so doesn't need fixing?
I think there's some fractured parts in it, but I certainly am not going to accept what they're trying to push down my throat.
Okay, RJ, let's hear from you. The rally you hosted for Patients First was in advance of Senator Specter's town hall meetings. What's your concern that caused you to want to get vocal about this issue?
Well, mine is the same as Nancy's. Frankly, the truth of the matter is that most of the folks who were at the rally agree that the healthcare system has flaws and needs to be fixed, but don't feel that the federal government is the answer to this. You can't point to anything that the government does efficiently. Look at cash for clunkers. We have dealerships who bought into this program and now are hundreds of thousands of dollars, in many cases upside down, because they can't even get a check from the government at a time when credit is tight. And I don't say that to change the subject, but rather illustrate that the government is not very efficient. But there are problems with the healthcare system that have to be addressed and overhauled, and I found the people who are coming to the town meetings know that.
So let me just ask, if you don't mind, about the tone of, and I don't think you're off the subject at all with cash flow clunkers, because what you're saying is you feel overall the more government involvement, the less efficient,
absolutely,
the less quality. So you think it's a net negative, not a net positive. So I understand your point. Can I just ask each of you about the tone of what we're seeing at some of these meetings? Many of the protesters have been very hostile, and the questions have been very kind of pointed. It's almost like you're wrong until you prove to me you're right. And I wanted to ask each of you, do you think that's justified? Nancy?
Well, I think sometimes the media shows a side that it wasn't that way at all. When we went in that conference room, only 400 were allowed in, 1,000 were kept out because it wasn't big enough. Only the first 30 people got to answer questions. So the rest of us that had questions had no say in it. And they keep saying, well, we want to hear what the constituents say. They know what the constituents say. They don't want this health care plan. I told them, when the president, his family, and the government has the same health care plan that they're shoving down my throat, I might look at it. But you feel that I'm doing this for myself, being 74 years old, and my husband, but my children and my grandchildren, and you are your brother's keeper. You're responsible for what's coming up in the next generation. Say my children or grandchildren have a job with the company. That company decides to drop it because they can't afford the health care. you're going to get the government health care, and there you are. You do not have a choice. And that's just one part of it.
I understand what you're saying, but could I ask you about what I was asking about is, I understand what you're saying that's not always like that, but there were people who are saying you're going to burn in hell and all this. Can I ask, what's your take on that? Is that justified in your view?
No, but if they won't listen to everybody, hey. Well, some people just get heard the way they get heard, and if they have to yell to make it, then so be it. I don't think you should be disrespectful.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with two Pennsylvania residents who have come out against health care reform as it's currently on the table. Nancy Snyder recently went to a town hall hosted by Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, and R.J. Harris is a local radio host in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, who sponsored a rally and has also been talking about this on his program. Archie, can I ask about this? For example, Nancy was just talking about if people won't listen to you. NBC News just did a poll. The numbers just came out today. It said that 47% of those surveyed oppose the plan that's currently on the table, but 43% support it. 54% said they were worried that the plan would go too far, but 41% say they're worried that it doesn't go far enough. So in a way, it's like 50-50. So the question I have is, how should the political leaders deal with the fact that your neighbors don't agree on this? Should they ignore the people who don't agree with you? What should they do?
Well, no, I think all voices should be heard, but I'd like to take a step back in that something that Nancy touched on is the media. Now, I know that everybody wants to blame the media for everything, but here's the problem we have in America. Most people did not sit down and watch that town hall meeting on PCN here in the state of Pennsylvania or C-SPAN. It got a lot of coverage, but the bits that they saw were the pieces that the media dwelled on, and it was that one gentleman in particular in Lebanon who got up, and then another gentleman tried to get him to sit down, and there was just a moment where there was a bit of a tussle, and that one man was very, very vocal and very upset, and that's what was showcased, when in fact most of the people, the large majority who asked questions, yes, they were pointed, but they were not hostile. They were adamant because they have some concerns they felt weren't being listened to. And the interesting thing about it is, many of them who asked the question were armed with the provisions in their hands. They knew what was in the bill. They challenged Arlen Specter about not knowing what was in the bill, and not once did he try to defend himself, saying, I do know what's in this bill. He didn't do that one time.
Can I ask you something else, Audrey? But one of the other things that's gotten a lot of attention is that a lot of people are reacting to things that are not true, like this so-called death panels issue, when the bill would stipulate that if you want to ask your doctor about end-of-life care, that he or she can get reimbursed for the time it would take to explain it to you. It's not compulsory. And yet a lot of people sort of persist in believing that this is something where you're going to be denied care based on, you know, some panel of bureaucrats. Are we on the same page about this, that this is not true?
Well,
do you see my point? So do you feel... What do you say to that when people persist in reacting to things that aren't in the bill? What do you do?
Well, but here's what we agree on. There's misinformation, but it's on both sides. There's all kinds of things floating out there. And then in the meantime, you have fixes that are coming about as well, where a certain lawmaker will say, well, maybe it ought to be this way or that way. And it's the old deal of you start a rumor on one side of the room whispering in somebody's ear. By the time it gets to the other side of the room, it's different. But it's happening on both sides, Michelle. This is not just one side of the issue. There's misinformation out there generally.
Nancy, can I ask you a question? And it's kind of a sensitive one, so I hope you don't mind. But there are some people, it's noticed by some people that the fact that a lot of the people we see at these forums who seem to be most upset are middle-aged or older and are white. And some people feel, well, you know what, they didn't support Obama to begin with. And so anything he does, they're not going to agree with. Can I just ask your take on that?
For an example, we were in line to get in the Penn Stater at Arlen Specter's town hall meeting. Right in line ahead of us was a family of four, a man and a woman and their two Penn State student children. And the line was respectful. People passed out posters if you wanted them, fine. If you didn't, this man was so bold as to say, I'll take a poster, I'll take your fan, and then he would rip them up. Mm. And this went on for quite a while till finally a man ahead of this family said to him, "Look, you're the one being disrespectful. You're destroying property that's not yours." None of the rest of us are saying a word out in his line, but he had to make so. Go figure. There's two sides to every coin.
So I don't understand what.
I'm saying the people that were for the health care was the ones that were out of order when it come to behavior.
And the race question I was asking you, do you think race plays any part of this?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
And RJ, final question. Can I ask you final question here as a kind of a opinion leader, discussion leader in your community? What do you think should happen next? What do you think is going to happen next? What do you think should happen next on this issue, which is so engages people? I'm going to ask each of you in the minute we have left very quickly.
I think that they need to go to the constituents and find out exactly what is wrong and what is right. They need to take each line and go over it so that the public is aware of exactly what's in it and what isn't in it, just like this death thing.
Okay.
Well,
okay. So let me give RJ the last word. I'm sorry, Nancy. Yeah. Forgive me.
No, that's okay. Essentially, I agree with Nancy, meaning that, number one, the lawmakers have to read the bill. They have to read the bill and know what is in it and listen to their constituents. And as you pointed out earlier, it's pretty even here. And then, of course, we have elected them to represent us, and they have to cast their vote according to their conscience. But the truth of the matter is they just need to listen to all. And for a while there, this thing was being pushed full speed ahead without the appearance that the people that the lawmakers were listening to the people that you describe at the town meeting. And I would just like to say one more thing.
Quickly, 5 seconds.
I'm colorblind, and I have references to prove it. That's not just idle chatter.
All right.
I don't think this is a racial issue.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll get back together again. R.J. Harris is host of the radio talk show R.J. Harris in the Morning. He was kind enough to host us from his studio, WHP 580 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Nancy Snyder is a retired nurse from Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania, and she was kind enough to join us from member state WPSU and State College. I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, rhetoric or civil discourse? Why is there so much yelling about health care reform? Or is this just media hype? Our roundtable dissects it all. That's next on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.